Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
After Hours, which is a program that will begin on normal nights at 7 o'clock. Sometimes it'll follow sporting events. We have the Yankees, we have the Nets, we have Rutgers. So Tommy will have his own daily show here on WFAN. Sean, on the other hand, also has a new gig. Mm. His name is on the show. It's Evan and Tiki with Sean Morash. I've heard the promos, and I've also been told rather aggressively that I need to say that at least 3 times a show. You're listening to Evan and Tiki with Sean Morash.
You keep working on that.
Sean is also running the board. That's where you hear sounds. It's where you hear music occasionally. So he's got a lot of grunt work, but also a huge on-air role. And so this has created a debate here at WFAN, which is who's got the better job in 2026? And so for the last 2.5 years, whenever Tom and Shawnee have gotten into a fight, we've always broken that fight into a nice set organized feature called the Lugash Debate Series, where they each get a minute to make their point, and then they each get a minute to yell at each other. Tiki votes who won the debate, I won who won the debate, and if it's tied, we ask a caller to break the tie. This is the final official Lugash Debate Series. I mean, you never know. I mean, Tommy says something crazy at 9:30 p.m., Sean has a problem with it, we invite him on the show, or Sean does a road game on the Lugauer show. We're still a family, so I can't say it's never going to happen again, but in its official kind of moment, this is it. So the final Lugash debate series will be simply who has a better job going into 2026. The current scoreboard has Sean leading 10-9, but there's an asterisk next to Tommy's name, because I think he had a win that was struck from the record, something of that nature.
Yes. I made my point, and everybody was right. It was the idea that I couldn't include McVay and Tomlin because they weren't available, and I said Evan's whole point is that Tomlin's been a head coach, and Tiki ended up realizing, we screwed Sean there.
Either way, it's 10-9, Sean. So let us begin this final Lugash debate series with maybe the final time we get to hear the theme song, assuming Sean was able to find it. Assuming Sean was able to find
it. From the 1010 Winds Traffic Center.
Did you do that on purpose? He definitely did that on purpose.
We're good.
It could have been worse. I mean, it could have been something else. All right. We have to look at the possession hour to decide who gets to go first. The possession hour belongs to Tommy Lugauer. So you can either defer and let Sean go first, or you can go first in this debate of who's got the better job going to 2026, Lugie versus Morash.
I'm going to defer.
He's going to defer. Mm. All right, let me set my clock up. Your minute to make your point begins now.
Okay, Tommy, whenever I turn on my microphone going forward beginning Monday, I know that I am going to be on at a set time. At no point is a Rutgers basketball game going to take priority over my voice. At no point is a tanking Nets basketball game going to take priority over my voice. I'm going to see daylight. It's going to be so great. Also, like, you're going to miss Knicks games. I get to cozy up and watch every game I want and come in prepared. Good luck watching those Knicks playoff games on Yankee opening nights. Here's another one. Your name on the show is simply After Hours. ... Sonny Carton could do that job in 2027. I'm going to see the bosses every day. The bosses are quickly going to forget about you because they're not here when you're on. And honestly, Tommy, would you even have a show if Keith didn't leave? They were taking me with me to middays. Where the hell were you ending up? So how could I not have ended up with the better gig if I got mine because I earned it, not by default?
Jesus Christ. Yeah, that's
may have been a mistake.
Yes.
I agree with you.
All right, Tommy, your minute begins now.
It's me because the bosses trust me and they have the faith to give me my own show. Why? Because I'm a leading man. I'm a Chamolet. I'm a DiCaprio. You're the guy they call when Jack Black is sick. You're with somebody. So it could just as easily be Evan and Tiki with one of Tiki's nine kids. They could sit here and push buttons and put audio in the...
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No. Anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
System, and you say, well, a Rutgers game, a Nets game, but I still get 5 hours to talk. The only time you're going to talk is when Evan allows you to talk or Tiki's shopping for his wife on the internet not paying attention to the show. So it is my show. I get the 5 hours. I'm the leading man. Jerry Seinfeld will be calling me. And as far as the boss is not listening, what? They will be because they could still listen, even if I don't see them face to face. So I have the better opportunity. You're a button pusher. You're an audio putter, inner. You're a grunt worker. That's what you are right now.
All right, well, Tommy, here's a quick punchback on you. You know the glory of the night gig here at WFN? You know what it used to feature? Every time somebody took off, you get that precious slide up. I mean, Evan and Tiki share every time they're off, and over Craig's dead body, are you ever uttering words on their afternoon show? So what the hell's the perk you're getting?
Well, I guess
enjoy it, night boy.
I'll be on the morning show, then, I guess.
No, you won't. That's what I got for you, pal.
Yeah. Right. Was that part of my minute?
Or no,
was that
this the... is the retort. Oh, go back and forth. No,
you're already unprepared. No, something that will continue from 7 to midnight.
Because you jumped on my minute. So I usually get a minute, you get a minute, and then we go back and forth.
I apologize. This is the back and forth. Continue on, Tommy. I'm sorry.
Yeah, again, you're a dancing seal. That's right, exactly. When Evan wants to throw you a sardine, that's when you make a stupid dad joke, and then you're back into oblivion, putting audio in the system and hitting buttons. You are a whiff. I am the lead show. Again, I am a DiCaprio. My award comes at the end of the ceremony. The best supporting actor goes first, and they play the orchestra 30 seconds into the speech. I get the hour-long celebration at the end of the show, because I am a lead guy, and you are a, you know, side player.
They think so little of you, they were worried to name an overnight host because of the tanking ratings leading in. They didn't want to put somebody in that position.
Jesus Christ.
You smell funny.
That's your bounce back? Okay.
All right, Tiki, who do you think won our last Lou Gehrig debate series?
Sean was so much more prepared for this.
Yeah. It's just like, he just dominated. Because he had quips for everything. It was so thought out. I got to give it to Sean. I got to give it to Sean, but he left out the hammer.
What's that? I didn't want to use that one.
Oh, you don't want to use the hammer?
What's the hammer?
He had a hammer. Here's what I'll say. He had a hammer that if he said to Tommy,
I can't do that to him,
the debate would have ended. And Tommy would have shriveled up and gone away.
I thought it was too mean and I couldn't do it.
It's nothing that I haven't already told myself here. So I'm sure.
Tommy.
Yeah. Well, I thought, wait,
Tommy, I know I have a better gig because the boss has already told me.
11-9.
He didn't even use it till it was already over. That's almost cruel and unusual punishment.
You know, I ran up the score. I went for 2 at the end.
Yeah, look, this is not about the right answer because I think I will be listening to a ton of After Hours and I can't wait to pull clips of Tommy and use it on our show. I think in terms of the debate, because I've always viewed it as the debate, not the subject, but the debate. I completely agree with Tiki. I think that Tommy has already mailed it in. He's like, I'm done with this show. It's been a nice ride. It's been fun. But I'm focused on Monday at 7 o'clock or whenever the Rutgers game ends. And I don't think you put your all into this debate. So I think Sean won, but I think you were partially responsible for it.
I also debunked something else, too, that this debate is very difficult to win while running the board because Tommy said that several times this past 3 years, and I just did this while running the board.
You did. You also didn't press any buttons while you were doing it. You just sat there.
I actually pressed more buttons than I needed to because I misfired a traffic report and then played the Lou Gehrig debates.
Now, here's another debate. Mm-hmm. Who's going to be better at their job?
Tommy.
Tommy, you win.
By default, I can't even argue that one. You know, give him another win.
Now it's 11-10.
All right.
All right, good job, boys. It's always been a pleasure. Anytime that Tommy, you hear Sean say something, or Sean, anytime you hear Tommy say something, we will certainly be open to crossover Lou Gehrig debate series.
You think I'm going to hear a word he ever says again?
I mean, you do have a setup at home.
I mean, geez. You're never going to listen to him? I'm going to listen to him.
Are you?
Yes.
Oh, he definitely will. Have you met the guy?
We got games to watch at night, pal.
I'm going to have him on in the background.
He's on tonight.
Yeah.
Dude, he's family, bro.
I'm on till 2 a.m.
No, he is family. But
Tommy,
like,
I might comrex into you.
Thank you.
Like, for real.
Parachute in.
Like just comrex in.
How about that?
He sounds clean. Like, he's in studio with you.
You may as well. You do it with SNY.
That's actually a good point. Tommy. Good point. Right. Tuesdays with Tiki.
Do it right around 1:30 a.m. That would be perfect when there's no calls.
Perfect. It's right when my dog jumps back up my bed and wakes me up. Laser heavy ass on my back.
Sean, will you ever jump on the Lou Gehrig?
If he would like me, sure.
I'm sorry, After Hours. I don't know why I called it the Lou Gehrig.
Yeah. No, if he ever asked me to, sure. I mean, just got to make sure I'm awake. You know what I mean?
All right. Either way, I'll be listening, Tommy. So yeah. I will bring the things that Sean would be offended to to him and vice versa. So maybe we'll have a Lou Gehrig debate series well down the road.
You're right. I am going to listen to him after every Mets and Knicks big loss because I want to see how positive Tommy handles that.
And if you miss it, you can always just rewind on the free Odyssey app.
Yeah.
It's always there.
I do kind of agree. Like, after what I learned about Tommy as a diehard Met fan is after brutal Met losses, I would put him on because sometimes he'd make me laugh and I need laughter after brutal losses.
Right.
I learned that years ago. I wrote about this in my Mets Bible when the Mets lost the Ryan Church game. I'll never forget it. In L.A., the Ryan Church game, by the way, for 98% who are like, what is the Ryan Church game? It's actually where he missed third base in a game against the Dodgers. Oh, Angel Pagan hit what should have been a game-winning extra base hit, and Ryan Church missed third base. I was at that game, and I was so devastated I wouldn't speak.
Did you see it in real time?
I was there.
No, but did you see him miss?
No idea.
Okay.
Which made it worse.
Right.
I was so pissed off after that game that Giannotti, knowing how sick I was as a Met fan, started doing his great imitations, but in an X-rated way. And so I got, porn Francesa. all this stuff. And it cracked me up.
Right.
And I needed it. Like, right. I was so unhealthy mentally when it comes to the Mets. I needed to laugh. And Tommy, to your credit, not quite as funny as what Gio did that night. It's up there when you say spin things after Met losses that are so bad. It makes me laugh occasionally, and I need a good laugh. So thank you.
No problem. No biggie.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.